rooms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks. The Pentagon says an Army helicopter crash killed five U.S. Special Operations Forces when it went down during a training exercise in the Eastern Mediterranean. CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland has more.
Soldiers were involved in an air refueling operation for their helicopter. There is no indication whatsoever, and U.S. European Command was quick to underscore that, of any hostile activity involving this particular incident.
The military says search and rescue started immediately by nearby aircraft and ships, but it's still unclear what caused the crash. Overseas, talks to release Israeli hostages has fallen apart. CBS's Jerika Duncan explains.
Hamas says it is suspending hostage negotiations because of the situation surrounding the Al-Shifa hospital. About 240 hostages remain in Gaza following the terrorist organization's October 7th raids, which triggered the war.
Al-Shifa is the largest hospital in Gaza City. Israel says it believes Hamas is operating a command center underneath it. Meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says they're working quickly to take out the terror group.
I don't think it's going to take the time that it took the United States and the international coalition to defeat ISIS or to defeat Al-Qaeda. It took you many years. I don't think it's going to be many years, but I've set targets and not a deadline. And we're proceeding as quickly as we can, but also as carefully as we can.
The Ministry of Health in Gaza says more than 11,000 Palestinians have now died, including many children, since this war started. In France, more than 100,000 people hit the streets in Paris to protest a spike in anti-Semitism. Patrick Klugman was among them and says the massive turnout sends a strong message to the world.
It's a nationwide demonstration. It's not only in Paris. We are the only place in the world where such a mobilization is possible.
Leaders of both houses of parliament actually called for these marches. Police evacuated a fishing town in Iceland this weekend over concerns of a possible volcanic eruption triggered by thousands of tiny earthquakes. Alda Sigmundstier is a journalist there. She talked to the BBC.
We are just currently waiting for the eruption to start. It's highly unlikely that there will not be an eruption. The most likely scenario is that the eruption will happen at any time.
How would you react if you saw a giant lion roaming around your neighborhood?
Madonna Santa.
Probably not as calmly as that woman in Rome, Italy, where a lion escaped a circus and wandered around for 5 hours before it was caught. The lion named Kimba is back home now. She's doing fine. No one was hurt either, but the circus still doesn't know how the lion got out. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
All this local stuff is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. First Weber, most trusted in real estate. Buy or sell your next home and move to Madison and check out movetomadison.com. We're going to do a double dip right now with Work on Max Inc. Radio.
coat and galoshes on. Clock ticks, but the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop, I stoke the fire and recall a tune. Swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before.